So the Pope rolled into Sydney recently. It was a really big deal, as it would be. No one got an interview with the Pope except Jeff Field from Kyle and Jackie O's show. Now, Jeff was instructed to always address the Pope with his full title, "Do not be controversial. Absolutely do not bring up the topic of same-sex marriage." Now, Jeff was understandably very nervous going into this call. Little did he know, it wasn't the Pope. It was me with a very bad impersonation.
Good morning, His Eminence Pope Benedict the 16th. How are you this morning?
Very good. Your name is Jeffrey, yes?
That's right. Jeff Field. I'm from the Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Good morning, Jeff. The Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
Thank you. I'd just like to ask you some questions because most people out there really don't know the real Pope, but they don't really know, you know, what you do in your day-to-day life. I'm just wondering if I could ask you some questions. They won't be embarrassing questions.
Yes, what people see of me day-to-day is, that is me.
Sorry, I missed that.
What people see of me day-to-day.
Yes.
That is me, that they see.
So they get to see Pope Benedict the 16th as he is. Well, I've heard that you've been given a pet kitten to keep you company out at Kenthurst. Have you given it a name?
Yes, we just call it Kitty.
Have you always been religious, or did you have a religious epiphany?
I've always been religious.
I think a lot of people out there listening to the Kyle and Jackie O Show would like to know, do you actually watch television when you're back home in the Vatican?
I watch some television, not very much. You understand, I am very busy. I see your big brother is finishing this weekend.
You've heard of Big Brother?
Well, it is all around the world, yes. I have not seen. I have heard of this Pamela Anderson going on the show, and it does not surprise me if a show is cancelled when you have a lady like that on it.
Pope Benedict the 16th, His Eminence, I'm just wondering, social issues, with all due respect, Your Eminence, Pope Benedict the 16th, with all due respect, a lot of people say the Catholic Church is out of touch on a lot of social issues, specifically on the issue of gays and homosexuality.
Jeffrey, what are your views on homosexuality?
Well, okay, I'm homosexual myself. I've always been homosexual. If you showed me a lady, I'd run in the other direction.
And why?
Sorry, I didn't mean to be disrespectful.
Well, I'm sorry, I did not know this was coming. It distresses me that you are obviously confused.
Your Eminence, Pope Benedict the 16th, I fully respect you, like you wouldn't believe, but I can't agree with you from my own point of view in regards to gay rights, because that's the way I am.
Would you like to send? We can talk lots more about this if you like.
I'll move on to another question.
Well, you can email me and I will personally reply.
Thank you, sir. Your Eminence.
And we can talk more. Would you like my email?
Yes, please.
Okay. This is direct. Please do not give to anybody.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, it is quite simple. It is the capital T, Z.
Sorry, was that T first or Z first?
T-H-E.
T-H-E, yep.
Yep, the Pope, P-O-P-E.
Yep.
@ hotmail.com. And that will come through. That is my private email.
Okay, I'll do that. We'll return to the interview now, sir. That's, you know how you we want to get to know the real Pope. And I'm trying to steer away from the controversial issues, but I think a lot of people, if we can just take it from here. Your Eminence Pope Benedict the 16th, do you do your own washing? A lot of people would be fascinated to know that.
you just asked the question three times.
No, we're going to edit that.
Oh.
So I'll ask you again. Do you do your own washing, Your Eminence, Pope Benedict XVI?
No.
And the Mass on Sunday, are you expecting people of all denominations and all persuasions, or not persuasions, all denominations to turn up, not just Catholics? The race course at Randwick has been transformed into a massive church. Have you seen it?
I have seen, yes.
How much do you know about Sydney, Australia?
Very funny people. They call me Eggs Benedict in Australia. Yes, I laugh too.
Honestly, a lot of people would not expect Your Eminence to have a sense of humour, but that was...
Yes.
Eggs Benedict. Sorry. But, you know, people... Sorry, can I ask that again? Cut.
Yes.
Sir Eminence, just before we go, Your Eminence, Pope Benedict XVI, there is one question which a lot of people have been wanting to know, and that is, will you be apologising to the victims of sexual abuse?
Your line broke up just there. I didn't hear that question, and I think I have to go now.
The sexual abuse, I'm just wondering if you'll be apologising to the victims.
Yes, your line just broke up there again. I assume you're talking about Big Brother?
Again? Yes, I was, yep.
Yes. It is sad to see it go from your screens, and I bless everybody who has been on this show and involved in it.
Okay, well, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. I can't believe that we actually managed to get to the real man behind the Pope. It's probably the apex of my career. I've never interviewed someone so famous. I still can't believe I'm talking to you. And we'd like to thank you for coming down under, and please be open to changes in social policy. That's all I'm saying. I won't make it controversial. Thank you.
Thank you, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, Jeffrey. Thank you.
And God bless you.
God bless you. Goodbye.
Oh, my goodness, I will say. Not God, goodness.
Did you notice the point at the end there where I told him it was a gotcha call and... Oh,
you didn't.
Oh, he still thinks he interviewed the Pope.
Yes. He does not.
No one's told him.
He's running around telling everybody he's interviewed the Pope.